All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, April 22nd of 2025, and looking ahead here, we have a 10-game MLB main slate, as well as a 3-game NBA main slate, and then over in the NHL streets, we have a 4-game main slate there. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You can also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. We are back on YouTube today. So now we are going to be streaming on YouTube, Twitch, and X now. So all good things there. Happy to be, you know, bringing you guys just the ability to watch on multiple different platforms. But with that said, let's get SaberSim back up here. Or up for the first time today, really. And jump into questions. So let's come in here. This can come up like from time to time. So I do want to mention this. Notice how I load up this MLB main slate and it is sorted kind of out of whack. You see like a lot of zeros. You see different things like that, you know, out players at the top. So the reason this happens, just so you guys know, is because the last column I was sorting by was exposures. Okay. So like in the post build yesterday, I was sorting by exposures. SaberSim remembers your last sorting and then defaults to that. Well, in a new build today, there is no exposure. So that's why the build looks out of whack. So all you need to do is come in and click one of the column headers and it will sort the lineups appropriately. So sometimes we get messages like, hey, you know, I'm not seeing projections. Maybe there's like a lot of zeros and things like that, you know, for today's slate. The important thing here, right, is one, open up the games panel if you don't have it open. And if there is numbers, if there is data up here in the top, then there are projections, okay? If teams are projected, then the players on the teams are projected. So the best thing to do in that case, just come into the player table, click on the My Projection column so this arrow appears. This arrow means it is sorting by this column, high to low, highest numbers at the top, and then down. And then when you see that, then it will look normal, like all the players are projected, okay? And then if you click it up, now it's sorting low to high, right? So that's why you see all the zeros. But just make sure this arrow is pointing down in the My Projection, and everything will look normal, okay? So that's why it happens, but best ways to check are always going to be the game totals up at the top. All right. Good stuff there. Just quick thing, you know, sometimes things come up regularly in support. I like to mention them here. But as far as questions go, first question today, when late swapping an NBA playoff contest, what is the best way to use the Delta column? So I don't know if, you know, best way to use is like how I would describe it. But what I would mostly say is, you know, just kind of understanding what the Delta column is telling you, right? So what we're talking about is like when you're in a late swap build, and we might be able to see this in the late swap demo. So we go to a late swap. All right, let's play this. Okay, this is pre-slate. Trying to see. Okay, here it is. All right, so right here you can see a couple different columns, right? And I'm gonna open this till this thing moves. Okay, perfect. So after you run your late swap and you save the lineups, right? You're gonna see a couple columns. You're gonna see exposure, original exposure, and then Delta exposure. So all the Delta is doing is it is looking at your exposure in your new lineups in late swap, comparing it to your old exposure in your original build, and then telling you, hey, you have this much more of this player, you have this much less of this player, et cetera, et cetera. So here, right, in this example, Jokic was in 63% of our lineups, and then he got changed in the late swap and got added to more lineups, and now he's in 73%. The delta is 10%, so it's 73 minus 63, right? So that's positive delta. There is negative deltas, right? You could have had more of a player before and less of them now, so it looks like Sabonis was in more lineups pre-slate, and now in the late swap, he's in less lineups, so this delta is negative, okay? So this, that is what delta is, right? Now, what I would probably do is, after saving my lineups, you know, yeah, it's good to look at your highest exposed players for sure, but I also think it's good to sort by delta high to low and then delta low to high, right? Kind of the way we talk about using the leverage column. So use the delta kind of the same way. Like, hey, what players, exposures have... So here, right, just looking at this, it looks like Jokic is like the highest delta positive. Like, okay, you know, okay, am I okay with this change, right? You're kind of verifying the change. Like, hey, why did this player move? Am I okay with it? You know, and that should help you to make good decisions, right? If you're going to see some player that you don't know and you see their delta jumps way up, it's like, whoa, time out. You know, why did this kind of happen? Maybe you go and look at starting lineups. Maybe somebody got ruled out. Maybe they got put in. The change makes sense. It's like, okay, you know, I understand where this is coming from, right? Maybe you see the high delta and then you go and you check, you know, the NBA lineup alert channel in Discord and you're like, hey, you know, did this player's projection change? Like, kind of what happened? You know, you go and look at the section in the underneath the Sims completed where it shows you if a player's projections moved, right? So like, it would look like this. So, okay, hey, you know, I see a sim ran. I see some projections changed. Maybe instead of, you know, changing by like 0.8 here, you know, somebody changed by like 4 points. Oh, okay. Their projection went up 4 points and now I'm getting more exposure. That makes sense, right? So always kind of work backwards, but just checking and verifying the deltas high and low can be a good thing. So that is primarily how I would be using or what I would be doing with the delta column in late swap. Okay. But again, always make sure you save first and then check. And when you do that, now you're going to know exactly what your lineups are. So you either have to click like apply or save and then check your exposure. So just remember that, but that's what I would be looking at and that's how I'd be using it. So good question there. All right, cool. Next question. How successful is the pro subscription in creating great lineups for DFS? Because I haven't had that much success. So lineup creation, okay, is the same across all subscription levels, okay? So really important to understand, you know, the differences between the subscriptions and the similarities as well. When you click build lineups, what the builder is doing is it's going in and taking a certain number of game samples from our sim database for each game on the slate. And say that again. It's saying, you know, how did the players do across this specific subset of games for the slate, building the best lineup possible, and then putting that lineup into your pool. Okay. And then it does that until your pool is full. So 500 lineups, 5,000 lineups, 20,000 lineups, however many lineups your subscription allows, that's how it determines what players go into the lineups, okay? That part, that game sim lineup building part, same across all subscriptions. Now, what's different between, say, Pro and Ultimate is the grading of the lineups, okay? And we can get into the post build and talk about this. So let me just kick something off. All right, let's let this run real quick. All right. Lineups are finishing up now. Cool. So notice here, right, the sim is running, but on the pro subscription, your default sorting metric is going to be this Saber score, okay? Now, with Saber score, and we can just compare. So we go back to Saber score, right? Saber doing like large slate, 10K to 50K, right? Pretty common contest sizing. All right. So our top exposures are like 80, 45, 45, 45, right? And then we go to contest sims, to the sim that just ran. And then our top exposures are 60, 45, 35, 30, right? So one, you're getting players at different rates, and then you're probably getting leverage on different players, okay? So we could go to the team stacks. Like the ROI, top three teams for ROI sorting is Chicago, Pittsburgh, the A's, and then with Saber score, it is Dodgers, Giants, Atlanta, okay? So this is the big difference between the two. Now, it's the other lineups, the other teams that were showing up at the top, they are still here in the pool. They're just not the top lineups that you see. So the pool creation was the same. The difference here is what lineups are at the top rank and what lineups are, you know, further down, right? So the sorting metric determines that. The lineups all get built the same. And then the sorting metric determines which lineup should be at the top, which lineup should be at the bottom, right? Now, Saber score is going to grade the lineups one way via the formula that you see here. It's a combination of projection, upside, and negative weight on ownership. And then ROI is going to base it on the contest sims, right? The contest sims and the ultimate package give you those additional sorting metrics, right? They give you the ROI, the win rate, the cash rate, the ROI standard deviation, and the dupes. Okay, that's what you're primarily paying for with Ultimate, plus the access to the 5,000 lineups, right? So more lineups. Now, with Saber score, right? I mean, Saber score is still a back-tested metric. You know, we used contest sims to build Saber score. We used to back-test contests, and the difference with Saber score is Saber score casts a bigger umbrella across contests. So like, for instance, it's grouping all contests between 10K to 50K entrants, right? So Saber score is kind of the 80-20 of contest sims, where it's like, hey, we used contest sims to build this, but we're not being hyper specific to contest size. You know, we're treating a contest with 20,000 entries and we're giving it the same sorting metric as if the contest had 30,000 entries, right? The contest sims will account for the difference in entries, the difference in payout structure, you know, the percent to first, the cash percent, all those kind of things, right? So those are the biggest differences between the two. But I do like to say, you know, Saber score is like the 80-20 of it. Now, we have winning players across all levels here. I mean, there was just somebody in Discord support like earlier this week saying they just, you know, won 10K and they like Saber score and they're not really familiar with Ultimate because they kind of have like a process that they like, that they follow. I think that's fine, right? So as far as like lineup creation, you know, the lineup creation is all going to be the same here. It's really just going to be the sorting metrics, but this is why we say, hey, don't go too far down in your pool, right? Because when you come here and we just set up like an ROI filter, right? Contests ROI greater than zero, you save that. And then we go and we look at how many lineups go in the trash. Here it's about 280, right? This is why we say with Saber score, try and stay in the top 25 to 50% of your pool, because we know about half the pool lineups are negative ROI. So we're basically saying that higher Saber score lineups should be closer to positive EV, positive ROI. We don't want to go too far because we're going to be venturing into lineups that are more likely negative ROI. So that's, again, why we try and say stay in like the top 25 to 50% of your pool. But those are the biggest differences between the subscription levels. You're still getting quality lineups. It's just about kind of trying to figure out which lineups are the best, which ones you want to play. You know, Contest Flashback can help a lot with that, right? Maybe you're noticing that with SaberScore, you're playing lineups that are not projected well enough, right? Well, okay, you know, you could do things. You can come in and boost spin salary. You could set a projection filter. You could set ownership filters. You know, there's a number of different things that you can do to kind of help the builder get closer to where you need to be based on your post-contest sim results. So I would be doing that. You know, you could also sign up for a build review, right? We do the build review show once a week on Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern if you ever wanted some more direct feedback rather than kind of generalized. I could pull up your builds on stream, give you idea of where I think you're doing good things, where I think you're doing bad things, what I think you can change to help improve your results. So that's another avenue as well, right? So don't forget about that show. If you want to sign up for that one, two ways to do so. Email us, support@sabersim.com, or post in office hours. Just say, hey, Andrew, can you review my MLB main slate lineups on DraftKings from April 20th, right? And if you do that, it should give me everything I need. But if I do need anything else, I will ask and follow up. All right, next question. Should I use autofill for pro subscription or direct fill? So this one always comes down to how many contests you're playing, okay? The number of contests you're playing will have a big impact on the answer. If, in my opinion, if you're playing, well, think about it like this. You got to think about the Saber scores, right? If you're playing five contests, but all of them are within the 10K to 50K entry range, then just build them all together and build it in direct fill. But if you're playing, you know, some smaller contest, maybe like one or two within 100 to 1K, you know, another two within 1K to 10K, another two within 10K to 50K, then I would consider using autofill. And then for the different contests, I would be setting the different Saber scores, right? Like, okay, for my small contest, I'm going to set them specifically to 100 to 1K. For the other ones, you know, I'm going to set them for their specific Saber scores, and then the other one's specific Saber scores, right? So when your contests fall within different Saber scores, there's two ideal ways to do it. Number one is you can do it in autofill, or number two is you could do it in direct fill, but you could just choose a couple contests at a time via this dropdown when you have an entry file uploaded, change your sorting metric to the right one, fill the lineups, and then go and change it for the next contests. So I like the autofill option personally, but if you want to see your lineups before they go into your contest, totally understand that. So the direct fill option is a good option as well. All right, next question. I noticed the autofill window rank column in MLB now only shows SaberScore instead of SaberScore 10K to 50K, for example. Did an update change this? Yeah, I think they were trying to save space, especially on mobile. You know, it can get really, really cluttered when you're in autofill and you have these like long rank buys. So it does only say SaberScore. We made an intentional decision to take away the second half here. You could always click into the rank buy. Like even like this is like the master one, you know, it's kind of located in the same exact spot in autofill. You just see what the master sort is. And then for any of the individual rows in autofill, you could, you know, click into it and see what it is as well. So that was an intentional change. If you have some feedback on it, you know, feel free to send us an email, support@sabersim.com. And then, you know, we can take that and, you know, review it and kind of see if we feel it's necessary to like revert that change or anything like that. But we are always listening to customer feedback. So we do appreciate hearing your guys' opinions. All right. So far, so good here. Taking a peek in the Discord. Office hours is still all set. Cool. So why don't we do a build demo here while we wait for more questions to roll in? Again, you know, I'm going to show this up front. I'm going to use that build, but I'll just talk about, you know, pre-build inputs here. So again, you know, see I opened this build and, you know, my sorting's all out of whack because I was just sorting by exposures in the last one. So just come in here, sort by projection. Big 10 game slate. We see min salaries already cranked up to 49K. I think that's fine. I think if you wanted to go up to 49.5, you could probably even do so. Always build the max number of lineups your plan allows. And the reason for that, right, is because you're, in theory, your best lineup could be built last. You know, SaberSim is building all the lineups by randomly sampling the sims, and then the lineups get graded after they are all put into the pool. So the more lineups you have in the pool, the better. Okay. Not going to set any filters. I'm going to use this don't use batters against the opposing pitchers default rule. That's really all I'm doing up here, you know, ahead of building my lineups and then letting SaberSim kind of take it from there. So, you know, we're going to act like SaberSim built the lineups. We're going to go back to this build one here and then use this as our demo build. All right. Cool. So we're in the post build, right? Our contest sim has run. I'm going to not use a contest sim. I'll use this as using SaberScore. You know, we were talking about the pro plan, right? So, okay, going to use SaberScore. Going to have an average projection, aggregate metric. It's one I like. Now, let's say I'm building 20 lineups. Okay, that's great. I want to see my exposure column. Cool. I got my exposure. I got my leverage. Seeing some high leverages, you know, 35%, 26, 30, all kinds of big numbers. So I'd probably just come in and crank up the uniques right away. I like to jump it from 1 to 5 just because that's half of the players in your lineup. And MLB builds tend to be well diversified. So going from 1 to 5, you know, we go from 102 average projection to 99.9. So we lost like 0.3, right? But we were guaranteeing diversity in our lineups. And we only had to go down to lineup 37 here. So we skipped some lineups, but we're still well within the top 10% of our pool. So that's super good. Quick question from Renegade. If I'm using the starter plan, would you recommend staying in the top 25 to 50% ranked lineups as well? Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what I'm doing here. So well-timed question. And that's exactly what I'm going to talk about, right? So when you're trying to figure out how far down you're going, you know, just scroll down to the last lineup in your set. And then as you continue to make adjustments, you know, the lineups are going to update. I go from 5 uniques to 6. And then this little scroll bar jumps up. So then I just scroll down again and like, okay, well, how far down am I now? Okay, well, how far down am I now? Right. So here, 6 uniques. Notice my leverages are flattening out. We're concentrating on Chris Bubich. And that seems okay, right? Because if we like just go to pitchers, okay, we have a ton of leverage on him, but then everyone else is like really, really flat. Well, SaberSim's taking a stand on like the highest owned pitcher, it looks like, and that's kind of okay, right? So for me, at least it is. Okay, but then if I go to my batters now, you know, we had some like pretty high batter exposures and leverages before, but now we don't see anybody over 20, right? So, okay, if I wanted to go further, I can go even further. And now I don't have any leverage over 14.8%, right? Again, still only at lineup 68. Always kind of checking to make sure I'm not going too far, right? So 7 uniques, top exposed batter is 25%, leverage is 14.8. We're taking one big stand on Bubich at 35 leverage now. But again, all this kind of looks good, right? Starting from like super high leverage on a lot of players and getting to this point where a lot of the batters are single digit, one double digit pitcher, you know, that's great. And then if we go back to 1 unique, you know, at 7, we had 110 players in our player pool. And then at 1, we have 91. So we've added 19 players to the player pool here. And, you know, it's a big 10 game slate, right? There's tons of positive, there's probably hundreds of thousands of positive EV lineups that you could build on a 10 game NBA MLB main slate. Don't quote me, but I think that's probably a fair statement. All right. Thanks, man. With regards to the SaberScore question, yeah, absolutely. Welcome there. Next question: by adjusting 5-man stack exposures to 15 to 20% for a particular team and adjusting 1 and 2 pitchers' exposures to 10 to 20% with a pro subscription, is that too much of manipulating the system? Honestly, you know, the answer to that is going to be how far down in your pool do you have to go to get to the things you're asking for, right? If you are making those adjustments and then you scroll down and, you know, on a pro subscription, you have 5,000 lineups, right? So you're still within the top 500 lineups. You're still within the top 1,000 lineups. You're still within the top 2,000 lineups. That seems fine, right? Because you're still in that 25 to 50%, you know, you're not going further than that 2,500 lineups. But if you're making adjustments and you're going into 3,000 lineups, 4,000th lineup, 4,500th lineup, right? You're getting really, really deep into the pool. then I would say, yes, that's too far. So the rank of your lineups should always be your measuring stick. And that is how you actually answer that question every single day. Some days it might be too much. Some days it might not be too much. So always kind of use that to figure out if, you know, you're going too far on that particular day or not. All right. Next question. So if I set a filter to trash 25 to 50% of the lineups on average projection, should I then adjust how far I should go in the ranked lineups? Okay, good question. So my opinion is that this is a little bit too much trashing. You know, I like to trash somewhere closer. I usually say like 10 to 20%. You know, I think even like 5 to 10% is okay. Like, what are you trying to do, right? You're trying to get rid of, you know, I call it like trimming the fat, like around the edges. You know, you're eating like a steak and, you know, you want to kind of get rid of some of the fat so you can get to like the meaty portion, right? What we're trying to do is just kind of trim off the outlier low projected lineups that found their way into our pool where we're like, you know, maybe they're good, but we kind of don't want to focus on these ones. Maybe we're seeing in flashback, our average projection is low, kind of something like that. You know, so we're just going to kind of get rid of those and kind of focus on the higher ones, right? I would, you know, first start by coming in here, right? Setting a projection filter, setting, you know, show lineups with projection greater than, I don't know, say 95. Let's see what that does. Okay, that got rid of like a lot, right? I would probably say that's too much. So then I would come down, I don't know, maybe like 92, right? You could just play with this, right? Another way you could do this also, I was talking to somebody about this, is you could just scroll the lineups out just momentarily. And then this will give you an easier way to see how many lineups go in the trash just for like almost quicker adjustments, right? I just set it. I see how many lineups go in the trash. Okay, I don't have to like click the drop down menu or anything. And then I just come right back in. I make another adjustment. I make another adjustment, right? So this is almost a quicker way of viewing. And then, you know, once you get to your desired number, right, 80 lineups in the trash, this is right in between 10 to 20% because 10% of 500 is 50 and then 20% is 100, right? So we're right at 80. So I would stop here. And then, yeah, again, you know, getting back to your original question, I would try and stay within the top 25 to 50% of that filtered pool, right? So now I have 435 lineups. So kind of safe number to be is like, hey, don't go further than like 200, right? Okay. Well, then maybe I go back and I go back to seven uniques, which we were at earlier. And then I see like, hey, am I past lineup 200 here? And then at seven, we get down to lineup 80, right? So this seems okay. This is about 20% of the way into our pool. I really like this, right? I think this is a good number. You see the leverages, one big leverage of 35%, a lot of single digit, hardly any double digit for batters. You know, this all seems really good to me. So that's how I'd be thinking about it. Okay, so it's a good topic. Yeah, definitely. Happy to talk about it. DRCC said, thanks. Jellybean said, I'm on Ultimate and play every MLB 25 cent, 50 cent mini max or max on FanDuel, the 150s. I have hit in the top five in the nickel three times this week. Is this just by chance or can I get these lineups over into the 25? A couple ways to think about this. So the ways I would think about this is first, how are you ranking your contests, right? So you know, first, are you using 300 unique lineups? Okay. If you are using 300 unique lineups, then how are the contests ranked? Like, say you're using autofill, right? Well, are the contests sorted by prize pool? You know, how is that set up, right? Because you basically want to have the 25 cent listed first and then the 50 cent listed second. I'll kind of show an autofill demo of this. Okay, hold on, let's let this render. Okay, so this is kind of how it would look, right? You would just have two contests if you're using autofill. But the big thing is that, okay, so it said sorted by prize pool and use unique rank. Okay, got it. So in that case, you know, it's going to be a little bit of variance, right? Because basically your best lineups are coming from that second set. Now, there's two ways you could think about this. So number one is, if even if you played your best 150 in both contests, if you played the same 150 in both, you still wouldn't have gotten to lineups 151 through 300. So you wouldn't even have won the 25 cent, right? Because they're coming from that latter half. Now, the other way you could think about this is, you know, I don't know exactly how big these contests are. I guess I could just go check real quick. Let's go look at how big these contests are. I hate FanDuel. Log me out. I got to log back in real quick. All right, let's see. So, okay, you did say you're on Ultimate, though. Kind of stinks. So I would say that this is just a little bit of variance. Now, I do want to talk about this point, though, as if you're on... what's the word I'm looking for? If you're on Starter, right? If you're using SaberScore, right? Because this is actually a pretty interesting SaberScore conversation. So, let's see. Where are the 150s? Let's just sort this by entry fee. Okay, so the 5 cent is 59K, and then the 25 cent is 39K. Okay. So the reason I wanted to know was because I was going to say, if you feel like these contests are, if these contests end up falling within the same SaberScore bucket, then you can just use it in direct fill and build 300 lineups and then unique random them, right? So you're going to get 300 unique lineups. They're the same SaberScore. You can just put them together and, you know, kind of let the lineups fall where they will. Now, you could still do this if you wanted to. If you feel like, hey, these contests play really, really similarly as far as like scores that are winning, you know, 150 maxers and all that kind of stuff. Well, then what I would recommend is just picking the largest saber score for the biggest one, which would be the 5 cent, which is like the 50K plus, and then doing the same thing, building 300 unique lineups, unique randoming the lineups into the contest. And that way, you know, you're still getting 300 unique lineups, but you're letting any one of the 300 kind of fall where they will. You could do that on Ultimate too. You know, if you wanted to just say, hey, I want to use the contest sim for the 25 cent for both contests. And then I want to build 300 unique lineups. And then I want to unique random the lineups into the two contests. That is something that you could do. If you wanted to try it, right? So those are my thoughts there, you know, different ways of kind of looking at the problem and kind of trying to figure out a different approach, right? So that'd be my opinion there. All right. Good questions. Good follow-ups. Think we're done with the slate demo, right? We've gotten all of our leverages we wanted. We made sure that we're not too far down in our pool for this SaberScore demo. We've even filtered the lineups here. And, you know, we verified all of our leverages. So slate demo is, you know, I'd be happy with these lineups. I'd be ready to save them and load them up. Jelly Beans saying, gracias, I will play with that. Awesome. But I think we are all caught up with questions here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.